And we're holding on Ein Ches Amud Aleph at the Ein Ches Amud Beis rather at the bottom by the Mishnah. So this Mishnah we're going to be talking about matters of Kiddushin again, after spending most of the Perek talking about Yuchzin. Now on the face of it, this Mishnah, which deals with Dinim of Kiddushin, belongs back in the second or third Perek. There's a Pirush from a Talmud of Rashi that's been published on this Perek. And this Pirush explains in the Gemara over here, we're going to talk about that the din we're going to learn in our Mishnah has to do with the fact that men are usually more knowledgeable in matters of Yuchsin and women are not. And therefore, in that sense, it belongs in this Perek, even though the din that it's talking about primarily applies even where Kiddushin, even where Yuchsin are not really a factor. So the Mishnah says, Misha nosen rishus l'shlucha l'kaddish. A man gave permission to his shliach to be mekaddish his daughter. So we know we've learned many times before that a father has the ability to accept kiddushin on behalf of his daughter when she's a tana or a naira. So now he sent a shliach to do that. V'holach. Meanwhile, the father himself went and received kiddushin for her himself. So which one is chal? Im shaloi kodmu, if the kiddushin that the father received came first, kiddush of kiddushin, then the ones that the father did are kiddushin. Meaning, in other words, then what it means is he was mevatel the shliach's shlichus. Now, obviously, if we don't just mean, I mean, obviously, if the father's kiddushin comes first, there's no room for the other kiddushin to be chal. But we mean, in other words, even let's say, for example, even it turns out. Even it turns out, let's say there was a problem with the father's kiddushin. It was al tanai, let's say, and it turns out not to be, or whatever, or the chosin dies, and it was one of those ones where it was going to be la'acha shloshim yom or whatever. But the fact that he did it first shows they were mevatel b'shliach shlichus. The im shel shluchay kadmu, if the ones of the shliach came first, the kiddush of kiddushin, then the shliach's kiddushin are the valid one. V'im eni yadua, if we don't know which one came first, then there's trouble. Shneim noisnim get, both of the chasanim are going to have to give her a get if she wants to marry somebody else. V'im ratzu, or if they want, echad noisnim get v'echad kainus, one of them can give her a get, and the other one can marry her. Obviously, the one who wants to marry her is going to have to give her proper kiddushin. Although actually it's not so obvious that Amma mentions that point. He would have to give her proper kiddushin since there was a suffix, although the Ma'ari Beirav says that maybe the kiddush is he doesn't need to. Maybe the kiddush of the Mishnah is that he doesn't need to. Anyway, continues the Mishnah. The same way, not as far as the father, what the woman herself, if she's already a begeris, if she gave Rishus to a shliach to accept kiddushin on her behalf, and she also went and received kiddushin for herself. Same thing, inshallah. And we're going to see in the Gemara why we need both cases. Inshallah, kodmu kiddushay kiddushin. If hers came first, then hers are the valid kiddushin. Kiddush of kiddushin. If the shliach's kiddushin came first, then his are the valid kiddushin. V'im ein and yodin. And if they don't know, shneim noisin laget. Then both of them are going to have to give her a get. Again, v'im rotzu echad noisin laget ve'echad koines. And if they want, one of them can give her a get, and the other one can marry her. We don't say, by the way, that it might be considered as though one of them is mekadosh her after she was as though one of them was to begin with mekudosh to her, and then she. It could be like machzor gerushosai. On the surface, it could look like machzor gerushosai, like he's remarrying her after she was already in between married to somebody else. But no, we don't say that because the fact is that we have a suffix. But really memonafshach if the first one's kedushin, or not really memonafshach, but whatever. The point is that since the whole thing was only a suffix, then therefore we're not concerned about that, especially considering that really the issue of machzor gerushosai is only if there was nisuin in between, and here there wasn't. There was only kiddushin in between.
Oh, yeah. I was saying only for a kohen would be a problem. But...
And for a kohen, it would be a problem, indeed. Yeah, so if one of them is a kohen, then yeah, that would be a problem. Okay, so the Gemara says, Utsricha. Now, we need to be told both cases where the father sent the shliach or where the woman herself sent the shliach. The Iyashmin and Gabididei, if we were only told it in connection with the father, you would say, you know what the difference is? Why it's more likely that the father overrode what the shliach did, mishum de gavra kimle biyuchsin, because men are more familiar with the concept of yichus. So therefore, there's a greater likelihood that what happened was, so yes, he sent a shliach, But then he himself finds somebody who is miyuchas, and so he decides, you know what, let me be makadish my daughter to that guy, and I'll be mevatel the shliach. Avo itza delekim lo biyuchsin. But on the other hand, a woman is really not that familiar with the concept of yuchsin. So yes, she received kedushin for herself. Maybe she wasn't completely soymach on it. She's thinking that she's thinking, as Rashi says, what if I'll be makadish myself as a backup in case the shliach doesn't find anybody. But after all, he might find somebody who's more miyuchas, and therefore, in effect, when she accepts the kedushin on her own behalf, she might be thinking, I'm doing this only basically as a conditional thing, if my shliach doesn't find somebody better. So therefore, we need to be told that even in that case, we don't say that. We say that her receiving kedushin for herself is mevato the shliach. So since she doesn't know yuchsin, ema lo nehavu kedusheh kedushin, maybe her kedushin shouldn't be considered full-fledged kedushin. On the other hand, if we were told only in her connection, you would say, on the contrary, you do have the point. You do have, she's particular who she's going to marry. She's going to be spending her life with this guy, after all. But when it comes to the father, maybe as long as it's a miyuchas, he may not really care. So therefore, again, he's not really being mevato the shliach shlichus. So again, he may say that, okay, so the shliach found somebody who's less miyuchas. Doesn't matter. At least he's a miyuchas. He's not a mamzer. He's not any of the psula yichus that we learned earlier in the parak. So therefore, I don't care. So therefore, so fine. So he goes and accepts kedushin himself, figuring what if the shliach doesn't find anybody. But as long as the shliach found somebody, maybe he doesn't mean to be mevatel. Therefore, tzricha. So therefore, we need to be told in both cases. If the husband and if the father or she herself receives kedushin, then that's mevatel the shliach. And as long as it happened before what the shliach did, then what the shliach did is of no effect.
I guess the reason why we in the second case where she had made her own kedushin, the reason why we had to mention it because she doesn't know yuchsin.
The first case is because she's not as familiar with yuchsin. She may not realize. In other words, the Gemara's basic assumption over here is that. That when a couple is looking to get married, they're not talking about, you know, you have to think of it in terms of those times. We're not talking about nowadays, you know, we have to make sure you're compatible and your resumes both match and v'chola. You know, here we're talking about the main thing is you want to make sure that the spouse you're marrying is a miyuchas that way. You know, if you're a Bas Yisrael, you want to know, for example, the one I'm marrying is a legitimate kohen and my children will be Koyan, he's a legitimate Yisrael, and in the future, my children can serve on a Beis Din, can serve on the Sanhedrin, or the various other things that we learned a few days ago. So therefore, what we're saying is a woman is not as familiar with these concepts. So when she receives Kedushin for herself, she may figure not so much that she doesn't know, in other words, she knows, of course, she needs to marry a miyuchas, but she doesn't know about higher and lower level yuchsin. As far as she's concerned, there's miyuchasim and there's non-miyuchasim. She's not really as familiar with this kind of thing. So therefore, we talked about the other day in the Gemara that men, when they insult each other, you come from a family of mamzerim, you come from whatever, because they're familiar with such things, whereas women, we said, insult each other in other ways. So women are not as familiar with these kinds of ins and outs, so she may figure, okay, so I'm going to receive kedushin for myself in case my shliach doesn't find, but if he finds somebody who's a better miyuchas, then I'm more willing to go with what he says. So therefore, the Mishnah needs to tell us that no, it's not so, and nevertheless, the fact that she accepted kedushin as mevatel the shliach, and then vice versa. We're saying, on the other hand, it's a daiko minseva. She may be more particular about who she marries, whereas the father figures, you know what, a miyuchas is a miyuchas. So therefore, we need to be told in both cases. Okay, itmar. So now we have a discussion of amiroyim. Kitcha via baderach the kitcha atzma ba'ir. What happens? The father received kedushin for her while he was on the road. On the same day. Now, basically, what we're going to be dealing with in this sugya is a matter of different kinds of chazaka. You have what's called chazaka de meikra, meaning you have a person has a chazaka, a person or an object has a chazaka that they, at one time they were known to be in a certain status. And then you have chazaka de hashta, which means the chazaka of how we see things are now, and therefore how far back we assume that it was the same conditions. So Kidsha via Maderech. So her father received Kedushin for her while he was on the road. The Kidsha Atzma Ba'ir. Meanwhile, on the same day, she received Kedushin for herself in the city. Two different people. That's what we have to figure out. The problem is Vaharehi Bageris. Now we find when we examine her, we find that she's a Bageris. By the way, how do we examine that Amman brings based on a Gemara and Nida? I think that what we do is we have women examine her and report their findings to Beis Din. So now we have to remember that you have a Naira, 6 months later, she becomes a Bergeris. One thing we're going to deal with in the sugya is, now, Bergeris is, now there is a time factor, namely that there are 6 months. Does that mean that it's always 6 months, miyoyim liyoyim, or can it be earlier than 6 months? Rashi explains over here that it's possible for, Rashi is going to explain here in a little bit that it is possible for the Simone Bagros to appear within 6 months. Simone Bagros include that, yeah, like this, you have Nairos and Shtei Cyrus. At the time of Nairos, also you have there are developments on the upper part of her body, Simone Elion, the Gemara calls it in Nida. Now, when it comes to Bagros, then you have those are developing more. So now there comes a point. In other words, the Mishneh Nida refers to it by a metaphor using the development of a fig. You have paga, you have an unripe fig, which is the equivalent of a younger girl, for example, whose breasts haven't started developing yet at all. You have boicho when it first starts developing, and then you have tsamel when it's fully developed. So in the same way, you have that parallels the difference between Katana, Naira, and Bergeris in terms of that development in her body. No, her voice, a woman's voice basically stays high-pitched always. The Gemara has a vote on it in Masech and Nida, since woman was originally created from a bone, from Adam Rishon's bone, so therefore it's like a bone in that regard. When you, Adam was created from the earth, when you bang on the earth, you have a very dull sound, but you strike on a bone, you have a high-pitched resonant sound, so therefore, because of that, men's voices, the Gemara says, therefore men's voices are deeper and women's voices are higher. No, you have other changes as well. You have more. There's more Cyrus as well, but it's easier to see as far as the Simina Elia and as far as the development of her breasts that a Bergeris, they're fully developed. Now Rashi learns over here that that can happen within 6 months as well. It's not necessarily a given that it's always going to be 6 months. It could be 5 months. It could be whatever. Yeah. On the other hand, Tosfos Yeshanim discusses over here that no, it's always going to be 6 months, and so we're going to have a piece of Gemara over here that they're going to learn differently because of that. Anyway, so now the point is, we find that she's a Bergeris. So now the question is, if she was a Bergeris at the time when her father received the kedushin on her behalf, then it wouldn't be effective. The father can't accept kedushin on her behalf once she's a Bergeris, unless she made him a shliach, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, which is a whole other matter. We're not dealing with that. So now the question is, Rav Omer, harehi Bergeris lefanenu. So Rav says, look, we find that right now she's a Bergeris, so therefore that gives us a chazaka dehashta. We have a current chazaka that she's a Bergeris, therefore we should extend that back, and we should say that evidently earlier today, when her father was Makadosh, she was already a Bergeris. Shmuel says we have to be choshish for both kedushin. Maybe she became a begeres only later on in the day. Maybe when the father received the kedushin, she was still a naira, and his kedushin came first. So therefore, we have to take that into consideration. Now Tosfos asks, why do we need such an elaborate scenario? All we need to do is that you have her father received kedushin on her behalf, and the question is, was she a naira or a bergeris? Why do we have to mention the point that she also received kedushin? Why do we need such a complicated case? And Tosfos says, because if her father alone received kedushin on her behalf, sure, Shmuel is going to agree that, you know what, there's a different chazaka you have to consider over here. There's the chazaka, the point of the machlokas over here, we're saying, again, is whether we go according to chazaka dehashta or not. Right now, she has a chazaka that she's a begeris. How far back do we extend that? But on the other hand, there is also the chazaka that beforehand she was a penuya, that she was unmarried. So now we should take that chazaka into consideration as well. So therefore, that would be a reason to say the father's kedushin are not kedushin. Now that we find that she's a begeris, and we don't know whether she was a begeris at the time of the kedushin, to know therefore whether the father's kedushin took effect, then we would say, first of all, we have chazaka dehashta, which tells us that she's a begeres and her father can't accept kedushin on her behalf. Second of all, we have chazaka de meikra that tells us that beforehand she was a pnuya, and those two things together, there'd be no reason to be choshish. Now we're dealing with, though, one way or the other, she is Mekodesh. Either she's Mekodesh by her father's Kedushin or she's Mekodesh by her own Kedushin. Therefore, we don't have the Chazaka de Me'ikra anymore. That is why the Gemara is presenting the Machloikas about this case, because that would be the case where Shmuel is saying we have to be Choshish for both. So Rav would say we don't. We just follow the Chazaka de Hashta. Right now she's a Begeres, and therefore we assume that's how it was when her father did it as well. Therefore, the father's Kedushin is out of the picture, and we just focus on her own.
Even though he managed to be the
If she explicitly made him a shliach, that's different. We're talking about she's a naira, and by default, he's her shliach, because the Torah gives him that reshus. Right. So that's why Tosfos explains that's why the Gemara, what?
Yeah. She cannot make him a shliach if she's a naira. She has to be a begeres for that.
I don't know that that's so. I mean, once she's a naira, she is already a gdola in halacha. She is capable of appointing a shliach. But you're right. Maybe, given that her father still has the reshus to be mekadosh, maybe she's not yet able to appoint a shliach for that. That's true. Be that as it may, though, the point is, again, now we find that she is a begeris, so now we have the question, right? Anyway, so the Gemara asks Amos, when are we talking about that this suffix came up? Ilema b'soich shisha, are you talking about that it was during the 6 months between Nairus and Bagrus? So you're going to say, Bahon name Rav Harei Begeres Lefanenu? Why would Rav say in that case, look, she's a Begeres, she has a Chazaka de Hashta of being a Begeres, Hashta hu de Bagra? Don't we have every reason to say that she only just became a Begeres now? Usually, after all, it takes. So here's where Rashi and Tosfos argue on this. Rashi says it means that usually, after all, it takes 6 months. Sure, it could happen once in a while that it happens ahead of 6 months, but who says that we're going to say that that already this morning, when her father received the kedushin on her behalf, that already she was a begeres. Already, it's a bit of an unusual thing that she should even be a begeres within 6 months. So why should we assume that chazaka dehashta has any bearing on how things were earlier this morning? Now, Tosfos Yeshanim says that no. The Gemara's question is: you always, by definition, nairus and bagrus are all 6 months apart. So rather, Tosfos Yeshanim says what the Gemara means is that she, by the time we examined her, was well after 6 months are over. So now you want to know, just was it at the 6 month mark? So we have every reason to think that only now did she become a begeres, not within 6 months. So then, how could Rav say that we assume she was a begeres at the time? Elol achas shisha? Are we talking about after 6 months? B'honem Shmuel chashin l'kedusha shneim? Why would Shmuel say that we have to be worried about both kedushin, that either one might be valid? V'amar Shmuel ein bein nairus l'bagrus ela shisha chadashim bovad? Doesn't Shmuel himself say that there were 6 months between nairus and bagrus, and no more than six? So therefore, once 6 months have passed, we know already she's a begeres. So if she became a naira 6.5 or 7 months ago, and now you have a scenario where the father received kedushin for her and she received kedushin, there'd be no question the father's kedushin or not kedushin. So why do we even? So what does Shmuel mean that in that case that we would have a suffix? So the answer is The chiddush would be the case where Rav and Shmuel are arguing about this happened, the father's kedushin and her kedushin on the day when the 6 months end. So he did it in the morning, she did it in the evening. So now the question is, what time during today did she become a begeres? So Rav is going to say we follow the chazaka dehashta, and Shmuel says we really can't be sure.
Now, why don't we say beginning of the day is like the next day, like a whole bit, like a shiva?
We don't say that when it comes to Shiva. We say Miktasim Pekulo here. We don't necessarily say that. Apparently, the idea is, at least the Gemara is assuming at this point, that the simonim of Bagrus could come any time during the day. Later on Amud Beis, actually, Tosfos does mention that it's more likely for them to come in the morning. But that's right now, we haven't gotten to that point yet. Anyway. So that's the vote. There is, by the way, the Pnei Yeshua brings over here that maybe you're talking about over here. When we said that there were the two Kedushin and Harehi Begeres, meaning that we examined and found that she was a Begeres. So, Now, the Pnei Yeshua talks about the possibility it might mean that the examination was done between the two kiddushin. And then the question is, whether at the time of the kiddushin that the father received, whether she was already a begeris. He says that if we only examined her after the two kiddushin and then we found her a begeris, then there'd be less reason for a suffix that maybe at the time of her father's she was not yet a begeris. Then we would have much stronger reason to say, given the chazaka dehashta, plus the fact that there's also you also have the fact that she received kiddushin for herself at a time when. So therefore he says that so he learns because you had the examination was done in between, we know by the time she received kiddushin for herself that she was a begeris. That's a very strong thing. All we have to figure out is, was she already begeris when the father received kiddushin, and therefore that would be the suffix that Shmuel has. So now you have the machlokes. Rav omaharei begeres lefanenu. So Rav says, look, we find her begeres. He figures midahash to begeres, but safra nami begeres. Given that now, when we examine her later in the day, we find she was a begeres. We can assume that that morning already she was a begeres. That entire day has a chazaka that she's going to become a begeres sometime during that day. Again, according to Rashi, it could happen earlier. According to Tosfos Yeshanim, it can't. But be that as it may, that particular day when the six months hit, there's a chazaka that any time during the day she could become a begeris. So therefore, so Rav says that you have reason to say you follow the chazaka to hashta, and you have a strong reason to say that already existed that morning. Or Shmuel Amar hashta who da'isi simonim, whereas Shmuel says the fact is we might say that only now did those simonim of bagrus develop, and therefore in the morning she was still a naira, and therefore you have a son. So the Gemara asks, Ushmuel, my shnomi mikveh. Now you have to ask then, according to Shmuel, why would this case be different than the case of a mikveh? Ditnan, we learned in a Mishnah, and we learned this in the previous parak as well. Mikveh shenimdad v'nimtza choser. If we measure a mikveh and we find it to be missing, that it doesn't have the full 40 saw, Kol taras shenasu agabav l'mafreya. We didn't learn this exact Mishnah. We learned something similar in connection with it. But we say any taras that were made using that mikveh, meaning any kalim that were toivled in that mikveh and then used for truma or kodshim, any people who toivled in that mikveh and then handled truma or kodshim, bein b'shus ha-yochid, bein b'shus ha-rabim, whether those people or kalim are located, or whether the mikveh itself, rather, Rashi says, is located in Rishus HaYochid or in Rishus HaRabim. There are actually the Rashi versus the Ritva talks about, are we talking about the mikveh or the kelim? Is in whatever. We usually have the rule, Safek Tuma Rishus HaYochid is Tomei, but Safek Tuma Rishus HaRabim Tomei. We learn that from Soita, yeah. But here, we don't make that distinction. Whether the mikveh is in Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim, whether the kelim are in Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim, Tmeis, then we say they're Tomei because we have a chazaka dehashta that right now the mikveh is missing water, and therefore we have to assume that it was that way already when that person or kalim toiveled in it. So there you say Tmeis, and the point is it's obviously not a suffix, because if it was a suffix, then we would make a distinction between Rosh HaSiyach and Rosh HaRabim. So we obviously consider it a vadai or a near vadai. So according to Shmuel, why is it different? Where here we're saying that we're here in the case of the kiddushin, we're saying that it's a suffix. Tosfos points out, really the question is on Rav as well. Hey, you have, after all, because it's the 6 months, because we're on the 6 month mark, therefore there's less of a chazaka that she's still a naira, because again, any time during that day she could become a begeris. So by a mikveh, you have a chazaka that at one time this mikveh had 40 saw. So really, it would be a question on Rav as well, Tosfos says. However, the question is more distinct according to Shmuel. Therefore, that's why the Gemara is asking it on Shmuel. But really, really, Rav would have to understand it as well. Anyway, so the answer is Shiny Hossam de Ikalamai Muhammad Tomei Achaskase. The difference is there you have a different chazaka. The person or the Kaili had a chazaka of being Tomei beforehand. So you have to take that chazaka into consideration too. So the Gemara says, So you say, in other words, you have to consider that chazaka, so therefore maybe they didn't tovel validly. But the question is, so you're going to say, on the other hand, you could say the mikveh had previously a chazaka of having 40 saw, so say that it wasn't missing anything until after they toveled. And the Gemara says this is a chazaka de hashta, harei chosil lefanecha. After all, right now we measure the mitzvah and we find it doesn't have 40 sa. Well, the question is, hochnami harei begeres lefanecha. Well, fine, but right now the girl is a begeres. And the answer is hashtahu debagra. The answer is when it comes to the girl, we can say only now, after the father's kedushin, did she become a begeres. The mikveh, well, we have to ask chosim nami hashtahu dechoser. So why don't we say that now the mikveh is missing? Again, why don't we say at least it's a suffix? So the question is, again, the question, as Tosfos said, is somewhat on Rav, but primarily on Shmuel, that why is Shmuel saying in our case with the girl, you have a suffix, and over there he's saying it's not, and over there the Mishnah is saying it's not a suffix. We treat it as a vadai that the mikveh was chosim beforehand, because that's what we're saying, that we're treating it as a vada, and therefore we're saying even Bershus Arabim it would be tome. So the answer is Hosam Tauti L'Reyesa. The difference is in the case of the mikveh, you have two things that weaken the chazaka. Number one, you have the tome person or keli has a chazaka being tome beforehand. Number two, you have a chazaka to hashta that the mikveh is chaser. So you have two factors that say that make it more of a vaday. Hocha chodol reyesa. Here you only have one. You have right now she's a begeres. You can't say now. What about hamet ishal chaskasa? The fact is today being the 6 month mark is when things are going to change sometime during the day. So you can't say she has a chazaka beforehand of being a naira. That during the 6 months, that chazaka is still in effect. But now, at the 6 month mark, that chazaka that she's a naira no longer exists, because any time during that day she could become a begeris. So here you only have one reyesa. Beforehand, we know that at one point she was a naira. Today we can't use that chazaka because that's going to change. And later in the day we find she's a begeris. So the question is whether it happened this morning or whether it only happened later that day. When it comes to the mikveh, you have two things to consider. Number one, that the mikveh itself is lacking, so it has a chazaka dehashta, but you also have the chazaka that the person or the keli was tameh. So you have to factor all that in. That makes it much more of a so we treat it as much more of a vadai that the tevila was not valid, and therefore even Bershus Harabim would consider it tamei.
But if we knew in the morning,
it wouldn't matter with the mikveh in the morning or not. Obviously, it would help us if we knew in the morning the mikveh had 40 saw. That would help us that anybody who toveled in it up to that point is toher, no problem. The point is, though, even the moment after we checked it, though, we can't say it still has 40 sa. What if the moment after a sa was removed from it without us knowing, and the moment after we checked it, and again, we have the chazaka dehashta plus the chazaka that the person or the keli was tamei. So with all of that, that's the tauti l'reyesa, said that the two things that we have that weaken the chazaka, that we would want to be able to say that weaken the assumption that we would say that this person or this keli is tahor. Okay. Fine. So that answers that question. But the Gemara says, Shmuel, Maishna Mechobis. What about, according to Shmuel, we can ask, what's the difference from the case of a barrel that's being used for Truma? D'tanya, we learn in a Braisa. This we also learned in Gittin. If a person is examining a barrel, now what he does is, he wants to use this barrel. He's going to designate this as truma. In other words, what he's going to do is, so he has wine of truma. What he's going to do is, instead of each time he has a barrel of wine, he's going to take out wine from it for truma. Instead, what he's going to do is he's going to designate each time the truma for this other barrel is going to be in this barrel. So he starts off with a barrel that contains 100 gallons. And the first time he designates 2 gallons of it as truma, and the next time another 2 gallons, and so forth. And after he does that 50 times, then the whole thing is truma, and then he gives that barrel to the kohen. So he's checking this barrel every so often to make sure that it hasn't become sour, that it hasn't become vinegar. So lahafer shalei truma v'holach. So he's going to go on an ongoing basis and separate truma from this barrel. V'achakach nimtzes choymetz, and eventually it turns out that the barrel is vinegar. Now, Rashi learns that the Tana of this Mishnah, or of this Braisa, holds that wine and vinegar are considered two separate minim. And you can't designate truma from one on behalf of the other. If we say they're the same min, what's the problem? It may be vinegar, but so what? But the evid, you could have vinegar could be given on behalf of wine. So Rashi explains the Tana of this Braisa must hold that they're considered two separate minim in the same ways. You can't give truma from wine on behalf of oil or vice versa, the same way you can't give from vinegar on behalf of wine. On the other hand, there are Rishonim who learn that you don't really have to say that. You could say that, Tosfos in Baba Basra, where this Gemara is also brought, says that, listen, he thought that he was separating wine. It turns out he was mistaken. So therefore, that would be that it was a truma that was with a mistake, and therefore it wouldn't be considered valid truma. He'd have to give truma again. How, by the way, he's checking it is a question in itself. Doesn't mean that he's actually tasting it, but it's tevil on the face of it. He can't just taste it. So does it mean that he's smelling it? Doesn't mean that maybe he takes a little bit of it and it takes less than a revius. So you're still not allowed to. Chatzichir is still also an atarda. But no, there's a few possibilities that Rishonim bring up. He could just be smelling it. Maybe he is allowed to taste it, and that would be mutter. Maybe we would say he takes a tiny bit of it, separates out truma and maisa from that tiny bit, and tastes it to make sure it's still good. Whatever the case, anyway. So now, so he's checking it every so often. And then it turned out to be vinegar. Kol gimel yomim vaday mikan ve'elach safek. The whole 3 days, it's vaday, and beyond that, it's a suffix. Now, what does that mean? Rashi points out that the Gemara in Baba Basra, where it brings this din, you have three different opinions in the Gemara. What we mean by 3 days? You have a machlokas over there between Rabbi Yochanan and two other Amiroi. So one way of understanding it is. The last time he checked it, so he last checked it, let's say on Sunday. So one way of understanding it is that it means on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, then it still has a chazaka that's still wine. So therefore, any truma that he took using it on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday will be fine, given that he checked it on Sunday. Anytime after those is going to be a suffix because maybe already it's spoiled. So it would be truma v'yachs v'yitrim. So therefore, he would have to what he designated would be considered truma to be on the safe side. But he would have to take other truma on behalf of the wine of the other barrel of wine that he wants to drink. That's one way of explaining it. Another way of explaining that the Gemara says over there is it means on the contrary. It means the last 3 days before his last examination are good, but any time after that is a suffix, because it could have, according to the second way of looking at it, in other words, you could have, he checked it on Sunday, fine, that tells us that up till Sunday it was that up till Sunday it was good, but then anytime after that it might be no good, it might have spoiled right after that. So truma v'yachs v'yitrim, and then you have an explanation. The Gemara says over there that it means that the 3 days before he checked it would be, on the contrary, now when he checked it and found it vinegar, so the last 3 days before that, no question it was vinegar. Any further back than that, it would be a suffix. You have three different ways of understanding what the 3 days are in this braisa. Be that as it may, that's not so relevant to our sugya. The point is, though, we have the suffix when it became vinegar. Now, v'raminan chavis hamikvah. Now, we point out that there seems to be a contradiction between this case of the barrel and the mikveh, because the mikveh was saying from when we checked it, we have to say that we consider a vadai that it was lacking. And therefore, anybody who toveled in it since we last checked it is going to be vadai tomei. Again, we're saying it's vadai, because otherwise we would say suffik tomei b'shasar abim toher, and we're not saying that. So therefore, we're considering it as a vadai. Why is it here by the barrel? We're saying mikan v'eloch suffik. Why don't we say that as soon as he finished checking it, maybe it turned into vinegar. But the fact is, maybe it was like on the verge of becoming vinegar when he checked it, and now it became fully vinegar. So what's the difference? The Omer of Chanina Misuria, Man Tana Chavis, because Rav Chanina Misuria says you should know who is the Tana of the Braisa about the barrel, Rav Shimon, the Gabi Mikveh Nami Sveka Meshavi, where Rav Shimon would hold that, in fact, by a mikveh, it would also be a suffix. Here we were saying until now that it's a vadai, and we consider it to be vadai tome even b'rishus rabin. But you should know Rav Shimon disagrees with that. The Tanya, as we learn in a brisa, kol taras shenasu agabav amafreya, any taras that were made using this mikveh retroactively back to when we last checked it, ben b'rishus yochid ben b'rishus rabin tmeis, so they would be tome, as we said, whether b'rishus yochid or b'rishus rabin, because we wouldn't use the concept of suffik tome b'rishus rabin, because it's not a suffik, we treat it as a vadai. But Rav Shimon omer b'rishus rabin tahoris b'rishus yochid tolin. Rav Shimon says it would be a suffik. So if it's in b'rishus rabin, it would be tahor, like the usual rule of suffik tome b'rishus rabin. And if it's in b'rishus yochid, it's also a suffik, and therefore tolin, therefore we have to suspend it. So we can't eat it. We can't eat this truma, but we can't burn it either. The point being, avol rabbanan tevel amafreya. But according to the Chachamim, so in other words, Rav Chanina Misuria is telling us there's no contradiction, because the Braisa of Chavis and the Mishnah about a mikveh are talking according to two different opinions. Very well, then, the Chachamim who disagree with Rav Shimon about the barrel will also disagree with him about the mikveh. So it comes out then, so fine. So you explain in the case of the mikveh, you said that why it doesn't contradict Shmuel, because we said you have Tauti L'Reya, say you have two things, that weaken the Chazaka. First of all, that the mikveh now is lacking water, and two, that the fact that the Tomei had a chazaka de meikra of being Tomei. But now, how does that work in this case of the barrel? So avol rabbanan tevel amafreya. So according to the Chachamim, we consider everything on which he designated some of this wine as truma, and now it turned out this wine is vinegar. We have to assume that any of that other wine turns out to be tevel. And apparently they're saying vadai, not even a matter of suffix. So then in that case, so why is Shmuel saying in our case of the girl with her father and the two Kedushin that were saying that there's a suffix? And the answer is, the Gemara says, because we have the same kind of thing as far as Chazokas. Shiny Hosim de Ikalamema Habit Tamid Tevel al Chazkosai, the Emelai Nikkan. Because after all, the other one has a Chazoka from beforehand of being Tevel. And therefore you have reason to think that maybe it wasn't corrected. So similar to the way we said before that the Tomei person has a chazaka of being Tomei before, the same way this other wine has a chazaka beforehand of being Tevel. Well, the question is, on the other hand, doesn't the wine also have a chazaka de meikra that beforehand it wasn't vinegar? And the answer is, like we said before, the fact is you see it right now, it is vinegar. So you can't say you follow that chazaka de meikra anymore. Well, the question is, the fact is, in the case of the girl also, you have reason to say that the chazaka, the mi'ikra, shouldn't help us, because right now we see she's a begeris. And the answer is, hashto u'debagra. Fine, because we can say that only now she became a begeris. Well, then why don't we say by the wine, it only became vinegar now, and everything else until now is not vadei tevel, but only a suffix. And the answer is, as the Gemara said before, by the mikvah, again, the difference being, in the case of the girl, you only have one reyesa. You know now she's a begeris, and the question is, when did she become, before her father received the kedushin for her or afterwards? As opposed to with the barrel, just like by the mikvah, we said you have tauti l'reyesa, you have two things that weaken our ability to say that the person or the keli is tahor. Number one, they have a chazaka de me'ikra, that they were tamei, and number two, we have, right now, we see that the mikvah is chaser. The same thing over here with the barrel. We have two considerations. We see that the barrel right now is vinegar, but we also see that that the tevel that he was designating this as truma on behalf of was tevel at one point. So between that chazaka de meikra of the tevel and the fact that right now we have the barrel in front of us is vinegar is reason enough to say that it wasn't truma in the first place. And so not even a matter of suffix, unlike Shmuel is saying over here, given that you only have one reyes over here, then we have to treat it as a suffix.
So now it's for sure.
So that's what we're saying. Therefore, in the case of the girl over here, you have a suffix, whether her kedushin or her father's kedushin are valid. Whereas that was what Shmuel was saying. That's a suffix.
But Shmuel doesn't look at what's her. Shmuel look what her situation is right now.
So that's the thing. Shmuel looks at, on the one hand, so we know that now she's a begeris. That's the question. Was that the case earlier today when the father received kedushin on her behalf? We have no proof one way or the other. You want to say right now we find she's a begeris, but there's also no There's a you don't have you can't say, as Tosfos said before, you can't say there's the chazaka de meikra that she was a pnuya, because obviously one way or the other she's not a pnuya now anymore, so we can't take that into consideration. So all we have is we have one question, we have one suffix: was she as begeres at the time her father received kedushin on her behalf or not? Here in the case, and that's therefore we have to treat it as a suffix. Whereas when it comes to the barrel, when it comes to the mikveh, in both cases, we have not only do we find that there's a reyasa now, that the barrel is vinegar or the mikveh doesn't have 40 sa, but also we have another chazaka that goes together with that, that the person once was tamei, and that the tevel once was tevel, and therefore between all of that, we have much more reason to consider a vadai that the situation we find now is how it was at the time that the person toveled or the time the tunuma was taken. So that would be the difference. Okay. So the Gemara says, Neima Katanoi. Now, Tosfos Yeshanim actually brings up that the question is, when we say Hamad Mikvah Chaskosa, it is true we may have to say the person is considered tamei. On the other hand, when we're saying that we treat the truma that was handled by the person who toveled in this mikveh, when we say it's tamei, we're actually going and burning it. We're considering it vadei tamei. And the question is, then how could we say that? Why wouldn't we say that it's at best a suffix? And the answer is again because you have these two considerations.
One that the
person was tamei, had a chazaka being tamei at one point, and number two, the fact that we find the mikveh is now missing water, and we don't know how far back it goes. Okay, so the Gemara says
that's
tatulis. All right. So the Gemara says neima katanoi. Should we say that what Rav and Shmuel are arguing about is in fact a machlokas tanoim? And of course, if it was, then we'd have to ask, among other things, why they're bringing the same machlokas, as though it's an independent machlokas. Why wouldn't they just say halacha like this tano, or halacha like that tano? That's in general. When the Gemara asks lema katanoi, that's part of the question, is why would Amoroyim be arguing about something that tanoim are already arguing about? So we have a case like this. We know that if a shchivmera writes, we know that when a shchivmera writes out a document or even says verbally that he's going to give his nechosim to Pliny, then that takes effect. Now you can have a case like this. One thing by a shchivmera is, if he gives away all his nechosim, then we assume he was doing that only. So we assume he was doing that only because he expected to die. So he would never have done that. He would never give away all his nechosim if he expects to recover. So therefore, the din is that if he recovers and is no longer a shchivmera, then all those matonis are bottled. On the other hand, with a bori, it's not so. If a healthy person gives away all his nechosim, then fine. Then it would be a valid matona, no matter what happens after. So now what happens is you have a case where a person wrote out something like that, or a person had written out a document like that that says he's giving all his nechosim away to various people. Now he comes and says, you know what, I was a shchivmera at the time, now I recovered, therefore I want to undo all those matonis. Meanwhile, they're saying, no, you were a bori at the time, so therefore the matonis are effective no matter what. So they're arguing, what was he at the time? Was he a shchivmera, was he a bori?
He can't ask the game himself.
He's in a game of double pashtos, yeah. So mi moitzi mi yad mi. So who gets to take away the nechosim from who? So who moitzi mi yodim below raya? So the Braisa says that he is able to take it back from them without a proof. He doesn't even need to bring a proof that he was a shchivmera. So even if they already did a chazaka on it, he doesn't need to bring a proof. We don't say now this is a matter of chazaka dehashta. Right now he's a bori. The question is, was he a bori at the time? So he's able to take it from them without a proof. But they, if they want to take it from him, if they have not yet made a chazaka in it, and they want to be able to do that, they would have to bring a proof that he was a bori at the time. Dibir Rabbi Yaakov. That's how Rabbi Yaakov says. But that's what we're saying over here. We're going to work this out. Wait. Rabbi Yaakov says they wouldn't be able to accomplish it without a raya. Tosfos Ishanim points out, if they do have a raya, the fact is it's true that the shtar doesn't actually say the loshen that you usually would by a bori. But nevertheless, if they can bring a solid raya, they can bring edim, let's say that he was a bori at the time, then they'll be able to keep the matanis. But as long as they can't bring such a raya, Rabbi Yaakov says they can't keep him. Rabbi Nosson says it depends. Im bori hu, if right now he's a bori, when he wants to say that that was not a gift, all of Lahaviraya, Shari Shrimara, then he's the one who's going to have to bring a proof that at the time he was a Shrimara, and that therefore he can retract the gift. If right now he's a Shrimara, Alayhem Lahaviraya Shabari Haya, then they would have to bring the proof that he was a Bari at the time. So it sounds like Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov are arguing over the matter of Chazaka Dehashta or not. Rav Yaakov is saying, we don't care about Chazaka Dehashta, we care about Right now we find that he's a bori, but it doesn't matter. Nevertheless, he can claim that he was a shchivra at the time. Rav Nosson, and he doesn't even need to bring a proof. And Rav Nosson will be saying it all depends on the chazaka de hashta. So name a Rav, Damakar Rav Nosson, or Shmuel, or Damakar Rav Yaakov. So it sounds like then Rav agrees with Rav Nosson that we follow the chazaka de hashta. Shmuel is saying that we don't hold like Rav Yaakov. So therefore you have a suffix. Whether at the time when he gave it, whether he was a shlivna, similar to the way Shmuel is saying in our sugya, they have a suffix. What's the story with this girl's kedushin? So the answer is no. Omalach Rav, anoda amri afilu k'Rav Yaakov. Rav can tell you no. What I'm saying is even according to Rav Yaakov. Ad kan l'kamer Rav Yaakov hasim de ikolemah haben momenach eskosei. Because you know what, the fact is, you do have a chazaka on the money. The money up until now was in the hands of the noisim. Originally, it belonged to him. How could you say the guf has the chazaka of before or against? We're on the 12-month mark over here. I mean, the 6-month mark over here. So therefore, today is the day when there's neither a chazaka being a naira nor a chazaka being a begaris, because the fact is we don't know when she became. In fact, Tosfos points out that it's not even a matter of a suffix that we know sometime during the day the Simone Bagros are going to come. They're more likely to come in the morning. So therefore, that gives us a strong reason to say that already by the time the father received the kedushin for her, she was already a begaris, and therefore that his kedushin are invalid. So Rav is saying that even Rav Yaakov might agree with my din. Rav Yaakov is saying when it comes to the shchivra, we don't know. There's no particular reason to say. You could say maybe he was a shchivra at the time, maybe he was a bori. But you do have to consider the chazaka of the money. On the other hand, there is a chazaka that the money originally belonged to him. Here you don't even have that. So here you have a much stronger reason to say that there's no chazaka here at all. So therefore, you can only face, you have no previous chazaka, all you have is chazaka dehashta. Right now, we find she's a begeris. And again, as Tosfos points out, there's even more of a likelihood that because of the way these things work, that it came in the morning already, the Simone Bagros, that she woke up and already the Simone Bagros existed. Or Shmuel Amar Anoda Amri Afilo L'Rav Nosson. Meanwhile, Shmuel can say, my din would work even according to Rav Nosson. Ad kan l'kamer Rav Nosson hasim de kula alma b'cheskes b'riim kaimi. After all, most people have a chazaka being healthy. So man de kamatik nafshim a chazaka have yale li suya raya. So therefore, Rav Nosson is saying, a person wants to say, I was not part of the chazaka, I was sick at the time, then fine, he has to bring the raya. Aval hocha mi kamatik nafshim a chazaka de kaimi. Here, in the case of the girl, is she taking herself out of chazaka that was beforehand? After all, you do have girls who don't have Simone Bagros on that who don't get the Simone Bagros on that day, or at least who don't get them first thing in the morning. So therefore, there's a difference. In fact, by the way, actually, Hamakna points out an interesting thing as far as the shkivmet over here. It is true that there's a chazaka that most people are healthy. On the other hand, the very fact that he was giving away all his nechosim, that alone weakens the chazaka and makes it possibly more likely to say he was a shchivna, because a healthy person doesn't normally do that.
Right, because yeah. The doctors that were taking care of him.
Okay. So anyway, so the point is, So the point is, in other words, that Rav and Shmuel's machlokas is not necessarily tied to the machlokas of Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov. They each one of them could hold like either one of those tanoi. Okay, well, the Gemara says name a kahani tanoi. Fine. Can we say though that Rav and Shmuel's machlokas, it depends on a different machlokas tanoi, more directly related to kedushin, because the Braisa said, because you have Braisas like this. Kidsha via baderech, if her father was makadish her on the road, the kidsha atzma ba'ir, and she received kedushin for herself in the city, bahari bageras, and now it turns out she's a bageras, which sounds like exactly Rav and Shmuel's case. Toni choda hari bageras lefanenu. One brisa says, look, we see that she's a bageras now, and therefore only her kedushin are valid. B'tanya idach chayshin la kedusha shneim. And the other brisa says we have to be choshish for both. My love chad kerab v'chad k'shmul. So it sounds like the first brisa is exactly like Rav, and the second one is exactly like Shmuel. Well, again, if it's in brisas, then why don't Rav and Shmuel just refer to those brisas?
We can't ask the father what time of day he did it.
Doesn't matter what time of day. The question is, was she a bageras already at that time of day? If we had examined her before the father received the kedushin, obviously then that's that. We find that she's a bageras and there's nothing to talk about. We're talking about one second. So the answer is loy. Ivy Ivy Kishmuel. No, we could say both brises actually do work according to Shmuel. Can be makashatoy, can be makashatoy. Because the difference between the two brises could be whether she contradicts her father or not. Rashi explains that the makhshata would be she's saying, you're saying that I became a begeris only today? No, I became a begeris yesterday. By the time you received the kedushin for me, I was already a begeris. So therefore,
why did she ask him to make it?
She didn't ask nothing. She was a naira at the time. The father thought that she was a naira, and therefore he can still be makadosh. He figured this is the last day he has to do it. Meanwhile, when the father comes and tells her later that day, hey, I found a chosin for you, she says, too late. I was already a begeris yesterday. So you couldn't have done it. So the first brisa that says that harei begeres lefonenu is talking about makashatoi, where she contradicts him and says, no, I was already a begeres before the kedushin. Tosfos actually doesn't like that explanation because we're talking about on the day when the 6 months expire. This is Tosfos and Rashi are going l'shitasam on Amud Aleph whether it is possible for bagrus to happen within 6 months. So Rashi had said on Amud Aleph that it's possible for Simone Bagrus to appear within 6 months. Tosfos Yishonim had learned on Amud Aleph that no, you have always, it's going to be 6 months, no more, no less.
But we do see that people in life now, you do see some people do things happen quicker.
It's true, but when we come to Halacha, though, consider in Halacha that she's considered a Begeres, that's another matter. Yeah. Anyway, so can makashate, can b'she'en makashate. So one's talking about where she contradicts him and says, I was already a begeris at the time you received the kedushin. The other one has been ein makashate when she's not contradicting. Well, the Gemara says, okay, so if you have two brises over there, and you're saying they're not arguing, they're talking about two different scenarios, the name of midimas nisa le'pligi, amaroi nami le'pligi. Well, then why don't we assume if the brises are not arguing, maybe Rav and Shmuel are not arguing either. Maybe Rav is talking about a case where makashatoi and saying, therefore, we can ignore his kedushin and say that we have her chazaka the mehashta plus the fact that she's saying, in fact, I was a begeris beforehand. And Shmuel would be talking about where she doesn't say that. And then there's no argument. But the Gemara answers back, you can't say that. The tispera, how could you think there's no machlokas? Between Rav and Shmuel? Horeb Yosef Breder Menashe Midvil Ovad Uvda Kavasei de Rav. It happened once that Rav Yosef Breder Menashe from Dvil, the name of a place, one time Paskin in practice like Rav, the Ikpad Shmuel, and Shmuel was upset about that. The Omar, and he says, look at that. Kula Alma Kai, he used a figure of speech. Kula Alma Kaila Lab Kabazuta. Everybody else measures their chokhmah with a small measure, meaning in other words, most people, most Talmidim, are afraid to rely on their own chokhmah and be matu, somebody who might potentially be an Eishesish. Does this Talmud Chacham think that he was measured out? Not that they measure out. All of the Talmud Chachamim take the view that they were measured out when it comes to seichel, when it comes to chokhmah, that they were measured out only a small amount of chokhmah. So therefore, they're afraid. Therefore, they're not going to be so quick to paskin in a case like this where there might be a suffocatious issue. Does this Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yosef Breder Menashe, does he think he was measured out with a greater kav? In other words, that he thinks he knows it all and he can be matter a case like this where there's a suffix? So now, if you're going to tell me Rab and Shmuel are not arguing, am I kamachbid? Then why would Shmuel be machbid? After all, we'd be saying the difference is, was she machish or was she not? So doesn't that show that Rab and Shmuel necessarily are arguing? Unlike the Brises, where we said don't have to be arguing, they could be talking about machishatoi versus not. So the answer is, the Gemara says, not necessarily, dumaki ovet uvdub machishatoi. No, because you could say that the case that Rabbi Yosef Breder Menashe passed on was a case where it was machishatoi, and therefore, and Shmuel agrees in that case that we believe her, so now here when Rabbi Yosef Paskin like Rav and again Shmuel is going to say that it has to be, in other words, that it has to be they argue when ein machshata, they argue when she's not contradicting him. This case over here where Yosef Breder Menashe Paskin was a case of ein machshata, she's not contradicting him, and therefore we see that therefore Shmuel was upset with him for taking that, for having such breita plates to do that himself. So we have to say, in other words, that they are in fact arguing, and this was a case where ein machshata, she's not contradicting him, where Shmuel therefore is saying it's a suffix, and Rav is saying even in that case, and Rabbi Yosef Breder Menashe is saying Rav would hold even in such a case that his kedushin are no good, and we just focus on her kedushin, and therefore Shmuel is saying, what are you talking about? You have to consider it a suffix because ein machshata. If machshata, then we can talk about it. But okay. So, Omalei Mazutra Lav Ashi, Hochi Omar Ameme, Hochsa Kabaseda Shmuel. So, Mazutra tells Rav Ashi, you should know that Ameme said the halacha is like Shmuel in this regard. So, therefore, it would be a suffix. However, for Rav Ashi, Omar, Hochsa Kabaseda Rav, but Rav Ashi says, no, the halacha is like Rav, that we ignore the father's kedushin, and we say the daughter's kedushin are the ones that are valid. And in fact, the Gemara says, the final editors of the Gemara added, in fact, the Hochsa Kabaseda Rav, the halacha is in fact like Rav.
You look at what the girl says now.
How the girl is now. Chazaka de mahashta. Right. Tosfos points out. Now, usually we have in Dine Isser Veheter, we usually have the halacha is like Rav. So why does the Gemara have to stress that point? Is because after all, since we have Mazutra and Amemar who say the halacha is like Shmuel, therefore the Gemara needs to stress it's not so. There is an interesting explanation from Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rebbe's father, on this whole piece of Gemara, the whole machloka said Rav and Shmuel to begin with, and this is the story over here involving Rabbi Yosef Breder Menashe, where he explains Api Kabbalah, the whole thing we're saying over here, where there were the two kedushin on the derech and the ear. So he explains that the ear, the city, represents Atzilus, the derech represents Bria, the girl herself represents, she's first a Ktana, and then she's first a Naira, and then a Begeres, refers to different stages within the development of Malchus. And he goes on to say Rav is associated with Shmuel is associated with Bina, Rav is associated with Zah, and in turn with Chochma, and therefore he explains Api Kabbalah how that drives the whole Machlokas over here, whether we say that we ignore the Kedushin that were done in the city by her herself, and we focus only on the Kedushin that were done by the father on the road, or the other way around, do we ignore the Kedushin of the father that were on the road representing Bria, and only focus on the Kedushin of the daughter herself that were done in Atzilus, or do we have to be choshish for both of them? And he goes on and explains Barichus. And then he explains at the end over here, we have that he says, Rabbi Yosef Breder Menashe is associated with Yosef, as in the Shevet, the name Yosef itself, and Menashe is similar to Menashe. So he explains over there how you have, therefore, he's associated with Yisoid. And when Shmuel is criticizing him for taking on himself to Paskin and such a thing, because you have two different aspects of Yisoid, a higher one and a lower one, and therefore Shmuel is using this expression, everybody else was measured out in a small amount, meaning they only have the lower level of Yisoid. What makes you, Rabbi Yosef Breder Menashe Midvil, think that you have the greater level of Yisoid to be able to Paskin and to be able to Paskin in such a case? All right. Should we continue?
Sure.
Yeah, let's continue with the Mishnah. Mishnah says, If a man and his wife went away to Medina Sayam, we could be talking about a Koyan over here primarily. He comes back with his wife and with children. The children were born in Medina Sayam. And he says, he says, this is the same wife that I went away with to Medina Sayam, and these are her children. So in other words, the point is, he wants to say that she's miyuchesses, and they already examined her before he married her, because we learned earlier in the parak that before a Kohen marries, we have to examine generations back, we learned on Shabbos, so you have to examine several generations back to make sure there's no psulei kohol or psulei kohona in the family. So now he's saying, these are her children, and therefore they also miyuchesim. So in Sarech Lahavi Raya, Loyala Isha, Loyala Bonim. He doesn't have to bring proof about her or about the children. Yes, they all have a chazaka being miyuchasim. Because again, she herself has her chazaka from beforehand. And he doesn't need to bring a proof on the children, because if she's miyuchas and so is he, then automatically the children are miyuchasim. Tosfos discusses, the Gemara is going to mention over here, we're talking about that the children are closely attached to the mother, so therefore Tosfos explains what it means is he doesn't have to bring a proof that these are his own children. You might have conceivably, she might have been married to somebody else in the Dinas Yam, and these are her children. You don't need that, since they're since we know that he was married to her before they left Medina Sayam, then therefore automatically we can assume that these are her children, because they're also the kruchim acharel, as the Gemara is going to say, they're closely attached to her. On the other hand, Mesa, on the other hand, if he says my wife passed away in Medina Sayam, the elu baneha, and these are her children, maybe Raya ala bonim, maybe Raya ala ishi. He doesn't have to bring a proof about the woman that she was miyuchas, because again, they already examined that her yichus before he married her, but he does have to bring proof on the children that they're his children, that they're not his children from another wife or something, and that they're from her. So we need to aid him or something like that, to show that the children are in fact miyuchasim. What about Isha Nasasi Mimdina Sayam? What about if he says, I married a wife from Mimdina Sayam, and this is she and these are her children? Maybe Rayal Isha. Then he needs to bring a proof about the wife, because we don't know whether they did the examination beforehand. Unlike in the previous case where he left town with this wife already, now it could be many years later, we don't recognize her, which is why in the first part of the mission we need to talk about whether it is her in fact or not. But here he to begin with is saying that he married a wife in the Dinas Yam, so we don't know whether he examined to make sure she's not a grusha or descendant of Chalolim or what have you. So therefore he has to bring a proof on her, and once he does, he doesn't have to bring a proof on the children, because as the Gemara is going to say, we're talking about the children are closely attached to her. Mesa ve'ela boneha, if he says, I married a wife in the Dinas Yam, and now she died, and these are her children, tzarech lavirai ala ishav ala bonim, then he's going to have to bring separate proof that she was a miyuchesses, and also that the children are in fact hers. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Baravuna v'kulon b'kruchin achareha. All of the cases in our Mishnah are talking about where the children are closely attached to her. So then, therefore, we have a much stronger reason to say that this is, in fact, their mother. I'll be in the two of the four cases. Obviously, in the two cases where we say that she died, we don't have that, but we're talking about in the first and third case where he says, this is the one that I went to Medina Sayam with, and where he says, this is the one that I married in Medina Sayam. Either way, we're saying that when he brings a proof, if he in the Reisha, he doesn't have to bring a proof on the wife at all. In the Sefer, he has to bring a proof on her, but not on the children, because Kruchim Achareha, they're attached to her, and we can see, therefore, that they're her children. And the Gemara says, in fact, Tonon Abanon, if he comes and says, I married a wife from Medina Sayam, maybe Rayala Ishaven Sarach Lahavi Rayala Bonim, then he has to bring a proof on the wife, but not on the children. Why? Maybe Rayala Gdolim, Vain Sarach Lahavi Rayala Tanim. And the Braisa continues, he only has to bring a Raya on the older children, because the older children are not so Koruch Achareha. Older children are not as closely attached to their mother. He doesn't have to bring a Raya on the younger ones, because then they're all Kruchim Achareha. However, the Braisa says, when is all this talking about? Beisha achas, when he says, I married one wife in the Dinas Yam, av b'shtei noshim, but if he says he married two wives, tzarech lo mevi raya ala isha ve'ala bonim, ala gdorim ve'ala ktanim, then he needs to bring a proof about the wife and the children and the older ones and the younger, or both the older and the younger, Because even if kruchim achareha, it might be they're the children of the other one, and this one is raising them. This one maybe is more motherly or whatever, and therefore they're more attracted to her rather than to their biological mother. So therefore, the fact that they're kruchim achareha is not a proof that they're her children. They might conceivably be the children of the other wife.
Because see how she looks like the kids tonight.
It's not a matter of looking. Sometimes looks are not always, you can't always tell by looks. And besides, the kids may resemble their father more. No, what it is though, you have to consider that you have to consider the possibility that maybe the second one, maybe they're more nimshach to the second one because she's more motherly or whatever. Now, here you have, by the way, within what Tosfos is talking about over here, when Tosfos says so you have this case with kruchim acharel, but now if she died, we said you do have to bring a proof that the children are his, meaning that they're from this wife who died. So Tosfos uses the expression that he doesn't have to bring a proof that they're from the wife who went with him, because we already knew that she was Medinas, that she was a miyuchesis. We already checked her at the time. But now he's saying once he proves that these children are from that wife who died in Medinas Yam, then he doesn't have to show that she's miyuchesis. Now here the marshal has a haggah, has an edits Tosfos a little bit and says that what Tosfos means to say is he brings a proof that these children are from that wife that he said he died. He does not need to bring a proof in the case where he says that they're from a wife that went with him to Medinas Yam. On the other hand, the Marsha disagrees with that and says you don't have to be Magia in Tosfos we're not talking about that. Tosfos is not talking about the case where she died and you have to bring a raya on the children. Of course, she's dead, so they can't be kruchan achareha. So obviously, you need to bring a proof. The Tosfos rather is referring to the case where the Mishnah says that you don't have to bring a proof on the children. Then automatically, you don't have to bring. So on the other hand, if he brings a proof on the children, then you don't need a proof on the wife at all, because she was a miyuchesis, and even if she's dead, so you don't have kruchan achareha. But once he proves that they're miyuchasim, then obviously so is she. Okay, so we'll continue with this point. We'll continue with this point in the Gemara tomorrow about dealing with, again, we have this matter of chazaka, where in effect what we're saying is we have a chazaka that once she was a miyuchas, the children are as well, but even though we don't have a solid proof about them, so we're going to deal more with this matter of chazaka tomorrow, Beis Hashem.